Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dial in here at 603-283-6160. In studio tonight is Ian
and Aria.
603-283-6160. We've got open phones as always. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We've got more of the situation that continues to just get more awful in China. Out in Shanghai, there's another story about the people who are trapped outside. We've talked about the people who are trapped inside their homes. What about the apparently thousands of people who aren't allowed to go back home? And I'm not talking about the people that are trapped inside the factories, because we talked about them recently as well. It's a completely separate group of people. They cannot go back indoors. And we will explain what that's all about.
I mean, that's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, luckily it's not freezing cold there right now. But we'll continue with that coverage when we get a chance. But we're going to focus here at home, here in the United States, where CPI index numbers are not quite out yet, but some are saying they think it's going to actually be down for the month of April. We'll see about that tomorrow. But meanwhile, gas prices are definitely not down. Aria, you and I both had that story tonight. But first, we're going to go to Sam. He is on the line in Ohio. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I just saw one of your other co-hosts bring in a topic recently about how they're using, like, pee to make fertilizer, and I thought it was interesting to see that the media is actually finally acknowledging that food price inflation is a thing.
Certainly. You're referring to the story that Richie Rich brought in Sunday night, which is essentially that there is a widespread fertilizer shortage, and people can counter that with human urine. That was the essence of the article, right?
Yes.
Okay. So your point is what?
That whatever media source that was, I don't remember where he got it from, they're finally admitting that food inflation is a thing versus the CPI always tries to hide food inflation.
I think you're referring to price increases, which is commonly the term inflation is used to describe that, but it's ultimately inflation is an increase in the money supply, and then prices tend to go up as a result. I haven't seen the media ignoring
No, they've been talking about it for years, and this was part of the issue that I had with the story that we discussed Sunday night, which was, you know, when the immigration crackdown began, they told us that, you know, fields were drying up and dying in California because there weren't enough immigrants to tend them and stuff like that. And none of that ever really affected us. And then we heard the same thing last year with Tyson having to slaughter millions of pigs because of no competition agreements and stuff like that. And I mean, there was a little bit of a pork shortage for a while, but it wasn't anything severe. Americans throw away massive amounts of food.
For sure.
I don't think we're going to be anywhere near an actual food shortage for a very long time.
No, this isn't Venezuela at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like the inflation is bad, but it's not 50% bad.
I think a lot of what we're hearing about food shortages and all of this stuff, I think it's just fear-mongering from people who don't realize that, you know, instead of going hungry, Americans will just throw away less food. Mm. They'll start saving their leftovers a little bit better and actually eating those instead of, you know, cooking a fresh second meal.
Yeah, as long as people are still able to go out and eat, then it's not that bad. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you can afford to go out to dinner, you're still okay. If you have to meet, go ahead.
But my thought being that, like, that'll cause the inflation number to eventually turn to 20% from things like that.
Well, I mean, it may or may not. Like you said, Sam, they do have their ways of keeping the inflation numbers down. They have ways of manipulating those things. And people who have been paying attention to the price of food in a lot of cases know that those numbers do not represent what they're seeing when they're paying at checkout. It's higher than ever. I mean,
that's the issue with the fertilizer thing, though, is that they can't recuperate that cost by increasing the cost of food for whatever reason. it is too spread out or something. I don't know, but they alleged that it was not cost that they could recover by just increasing the price.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. But that was what the article said.
Sam, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I don't want to make it sound like this is no big deal. I mean, just because I'm saying people aren't going to starve doesn't mean that it's not incredibly difficult for people who are just on the, you know, if you're barely getting the bills paid, if you are barely keeping the power on at your home for whatever reason, that's the economic circumstance that you're in, a 10% increase at the grocery store is going to mean serious decisions will have to be made about, you know, whether you can continue buying chicken or, you know, beef or whatever, and instead have to go to all ramen or something desperate like that. So sure, people are having to deal with this, and then at the same time to have higher gas prices that they're also dealing with. I mean, the government is putting the pressure on the American people in a way that it hasn't done in our lifetimes. I mean,
very
certainly
true.
I'm not going to go back and say, oh, this is worse than the Great Depression, because it isn't, right? But and I don't know how soon it could get to that point, given the amount of wealth that exists in the United States. To some extent, we can coast on that, but the government continues to print money hand over fist. I mean, it's just, it's not going to get better. Even though they're going to tout supposedly tomorrow, ooh, inflation's down from 8.5% to 8.1%. That's what the leaks are saying it's going to be. That's still nothing to celebrate. It's probably more about manipulating the data than it is about any actual lowering of the money printing going on.
I tend to think most Americans won't fall for it, or they'll hear these numbers of like, okay, yeah, that's great, but gas prices are at a record high and grocery shelves are still empty. It doesn't matter how great your economic numbers are if there's nothing on the store shelves. And again, there's plenty on the store shelves, and there will be for quite some time.
Not as much as there was.
Right. But there's still plenty.
I did note that there was more milk in the milk section of Market Basket this week than previous weeks. But in previous weeks, it's been slim pickings. So it kind of comes and goes in waves.
I'm not saying it won't suck for people who like really enjoy milk or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, there's no milk on the shelves. I'm not saying that's not going to be unpleasant.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to say they can get powdered milk, because I know that's, you know, no real substitute. But they can get powdered milk.
Yeah, and there we went and looked at this. There's like a new kind of butcher shop that opened up here in Keene recently, and Bonnie and I went over there.
I'd heard about that.
Yeah, it's in the neighborhood. Now, the sad part of the story is it replaced a business that had been around for 2.5 decades that died during COVID. So that's the place, the physical location that it took over. But we just wanted to go and check it out. And, you know, it's what you might expect. It's a fairly high-end kind of, you know, you're buying local meats and you're paying twice as much.
Local.
But it is local, yeah. So, you know, we decided to try some local chicken or whatever. But I pointed out to Bonnie, I'm like, this thing's at least 2 times what you would pay for a chicken. And chicken prices are up, right? Like, you're paying way more for chicken. You're not getting 99 cent a pound chicken right now. You're paying at Market Basket, which, for listeners that don't know, Market Basket's like a discount retailer, basically. They're one of those retailers that's good at cutting costs and keeping prices low. We were there looking at chicken the other day. It's $4.99 a pound at the major retailer. I remember, you know, not too long ago.
Is this like Tyson chicken that's like
pumped
with hormones and stuff? Okay.
Yeah, this is wherever they get their chicken from, which I don't think is Tyson.
But, it's probably not. It's probably something that isn't. It's somewhere between your local place that gets all local meat and, you know, one of these industrialized mega farms like Tyson. There's probably something in between.
Yeah. So, I mean, $4.99 a pound, that's high compared to just a few years ago. You could easily, regular price chicken was $2.99 a pound, and then you could get it on sale for even less. So there's definitely been a huge increase in prices at even the lowest price discount grocers. So people have to deal with that. We're going to talk about the gas prices, though, coming up here, because they are at a record high. And, you know, it's not really newsworthy when gas prices keep hitting record highs. So at some point we're going to get tired of seeing this story. But it is still worth pointing out, because they're not going in the other direction.
No, it's surprising that gas prices are hitting a record high again after, you know, cash is stronger than ever, is what they're telling us, right?
Yeah, the dollar is so strong right now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, Bitcoin's still at around $31,000, so it's having a tough time right now, although it's still higher than it was 2 years ago, for sure. More coming up. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. Talking about the economy. Gas prices hitting new record highs in the United States. Although, apparently not if you adjust for inflation. So,
oh,
that's worth mentioning. We'll get into that on the way here. The number is 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
And Aria.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Don't forget you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Cryptocurrency may be quote-unquote down when you compare to...
I heard it was dead.
When you compare it to record highs in late November, it's certainly down by 50%, but it's still way up compared to where it started, which was at nothing 13 years ago. So if you want to learn about crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and you'll get some introductory videos. This is a technology that is going to be with us for a long time. Not every cryptocurrency is going to be with us forever. Looking at you, Terra and UST, which I had been very excited about in recent months, seeing that this concept of an algorithmic stable coin, meaning that it's a dollar-based coin that's not actually backed by dollars, which is kind of a cool idea. Well, looks like it's on a what's called a death spiral as we speak. So.
It does sound like it. I remember Nubits was never actually a dollar tether. It was pegged to the dollar, and it stayed at a dollar or a dollar and one penny for a very long time, but they never promoted. Yeah, they were never like, yeah, this is totally a dollar peg, because they didn't want that liability or whatever. I don't know why they never claimed it, but then it went down, and then it just kept going down. It was useful back in the day, like if you knew that, you know, Bitcoin was going to go down or whatever, you flip into Nubits.
Yeah, that's the use of a stable coin, is to trade without actually touching the actual dollar. So there's a lot we can talk about with the economy, but that's what Stephen wants to talk about in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Hey, so I want to talk about the gentleman before was talking about food prices. I want to kind of comment on that. It's really scary the way that food prices work right now. A lot of what we do is called future contracts. So restaurants are actually not able to write future contracts anymore, but it used to be like a year or two ago that you would agree with your vendor, hey, we're going to buy at least this much chicken every week, and this is going to be the price, right? And that was the agreement. It was a one-year contract. And then the vendor would agree on price per chicken 1 year at a time, right? Like, they're going to buy the chickens, and they're going to kill the chickens and slaughter the chickens, but they're going to have a cost that they're going to pay.
Right.
And this goes all the way back, like, wherever the cycle begins, it goes all the way there. With produce, it goes back to a chemical compound called urea, right, which is fertilizer. Well, that chemical compound is really important right now, because Russia controls most of the urea in the world. And so
it sounds like a silly business plan to sell your chicken basically for the next 365 days at a certain price. I mean, what if half the chickens in the United States get bird flu and die or whatever? Suddenly your chicken is a whole lot more valuable, but you can't charge more because you're locked into this contract. That sounds like a system that was primed to fail from the beginning. As soon as there was any sort of economic hardship, that's a bad business plan.
It was really popular for restaurants, right? So restaurants would say, hey, we're going to buy at least this much chicken. Now, here's where they make their money. Most restaurants don't last a year. 68% of restaurants don't make it 1 year. 90% of restaurants don't make it 5 years. And so in there's a clause that says, hey, even if you don't last, you still owe us X amount of dollars. You can either buy the chicken or not, but we're getting X amount of dollars from you.
They can't squeeze money out of a business that no longer exists, though. I mean, if the business goes under...
True, if they're bankrupt, you're not getting that money. That's a good point.
Yeah, squeeze blood out of a turnip, as they say.
But you're going to get their ovens and stuff, and that was part of their business model for a while.
I see. Yeah. Taking the assets, liquidating them, and then getting whatever you can.
Sounds kind of exploitative. So I'm not sad to hear that this model is going away.
Well, I guess the benefit to the business, and I know nobody has talked about this in the past, not in the area of restaurants, but just generally the concept of what's called a futures contract. And I guess the benefit of the business is they're locking in a certain price, right? So that way they know they're going to get chicken at X price for the next 365 days. That's the benefit to them, and they know that that's a guarantee because it's contractual.
Well, what do they care? They can just increase the prices that they're charging on the menu.
I guess that's what they want for whatever reason. What do you think, Stephen? Why did businesses care so much about that?
So I'll say this, and there's a bigger thing I want to get to, but to answer your question, if you want to lose your customer base at a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
yeah, go ahead and print new menus every
month.
Week.
Yeah.
Well, they're not even doing that. There's an article today on the Drudge Report about how restaurants are now using stickers to get around that.
Yeah, well, I'm at, Bunny and I went to a popular restaurant in New Hampshire. It's a chain called Red Arrow. It's a 24-hour diner. Generally, cheap food, right? You're in a diner. It's pretty good stuff, great selection, 24 hours. You can't beat that. But I noticed on their menu that it was updated in November, and then I noticed on their menu that it was updated in April. So it's been updated twice in the last 6 months. Restaurants are definitely increasing their rates, because even if they locked in their chicken contract, they may not have everything else locked in, especially what they have to pay people and all that.
Yeah, like the Indian place here in Keene that takes cryptocurrency, they got rid of their menus. They don't even tell you what the prices are anymore.
It's just whatever you order, he tells you what the...
Yeah, because the price changes constantly.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no benefit in printing out a menu saying, this is how much this costs if you're going to have to print the entire menu again a few days later.
Yeah, I get your point, though, Stephen. You're saying restaurant regulars expect a certain price, and they may their business may dry up if the price starts going up. That's what you're saying.
Well, we've talked about this in the past. What are the consequences of this? Is the wait staff is getting stiffed, right? Because people aren't paying attention to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go, hey, this costs, when we go out, it costs $50. So we're going to leave 70 on the table and the rest is the tip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the plates become $60 and you need $70, now the tip just went down 10 times.
Cut in half, yeah.
And so that's one of the things that's happening. But part of the reason that I'm so concerned about this is as the future contracts start to just stop, what's going to happen is urea is going to go up on a daily basis, right? It's a fertilizer. It's a common fertilizer. It's mm-hmm. globally used. It's going to go up. But when it goes up, all produce goes up, right? And so what I think we're going to see very shortly is we're going to see maybe digital price tags. Like you walk into Walmart, and instead of there being a sticker, there's a little digital display, because they're not going to be able to sell you green beans at a certain price every day. I remember for a while, for like 2 or 3 years, you could buy a can of green beans for 50 cents. And then all of a sudden, it spiked up to 62 cents. And you go, that's 12 cents. No, it's 24%. Right, what is going on that there's a 24% increase at once? And I think we're just going to see more and more of it until...
Digital price tag seems like a no-brainer in a world where inflation is constant. Thank you for the call tonight. In fact, I believe Kohl's, the clothing store, they've got digital price tags, and they've had them for years. So they're ready for this. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us, 603-283-61.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
Let the president tweet. That's the message from Tesla chief executive Elon Musk on Tuesday. Musk is buying the social media platform and said he would allow former President Donald Trump to return to the social media site. In addition, Musk said the permanent bans of Twitter accounts should be rare and reserved for accounts that are scams or automated bots. Stocks turned mixed on Wall Street in afternoon trading on Tuesday. This came after a rally in technology companies helped reverse most of an early slide in the market a day after a broad sell-off. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% after having been down as much as 0.8% in early trading. Big tech helped counter losses. Elsewhere in the market, the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 2.99%. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to boost security for Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Video captured abortion rights protesters disrupting a Catholic mass in Los Angeles on Sunday. According to the video, parish members did not put up with it. Protests like this have popped up at churches across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us right here, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the money situation, the economy, and...
Well, we're talking about the fertilizer thing, and, you know, that's got me curious, because I've been hearing about it, and we heard about it all Sunday night, and then twice tonight people have called in to talk about it. It's this supposed fertilizer shortage as a result of Russia. None of the numbers that I'm finding substantiate that argument. It sounds like it's just fear. It's a way of continuing to blame Russia and Putin for an issue that
Putin
in the
price
United
hike.
States. Yeah, that's essentially what it is. I'm looking at the numbers here. The United States is the second leading country in production of urea, which is ammonium nitrate fertilizer, apparently. Russia's number four with about 70% of the amount of production that the U.S. has. However, the U.S. is, so I was like, how much does the U.S. actually import from Russia? And Russia isn't even in the top 15. Okay. However, so what is the United, maybe it's other countries that are using Russian fertilizer. We're importing food from them. So where does the U.S. get its food? Primarily from the United States, also from Canada, Mexico, France, Italy, Singapore, Thailand, United Kingdom, China, Brazil. Yeah. And then there's another category that's probably about 25%.
We're not getting food from Europe.
No. And it's 163 countries, presumably Russia somewhere in there. So it just doesn't look to me like the United States is getting any of its food or any of its fertilizer from Russia.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like fear-mongering.
In any meaningful capacity. So it's...
But that's not to say prices aren't going to go up, as we're talking about with gas prices hitting record raw number highs, according to CNN.
That'll drive up the price of food because that food has to be delivered.
Correct. It'll drive up the price of everything. And, of course, the price of everything is going to go up because the government continues to print money into the money supply. The national average price for regular gasoline climbed more than 4 cents to $4.37 a gallon. This was on Tuesday, which knocks out the prior record set in early March of $4.33. The gas spike, which is up 17 cents in the last week alone, will only add to inflationary pressures that have raised recession fears, rocked financial markets, and soured Americans' views on the economy. Then they just go on, of course, to blame Russia, pointing out that pump prices are up 25% since the invasion. But again, prices were going up since before the invasion, so there's no reason to believe that that actually had any significant effect on this.
No, there's every reason to believe that it didn't. I mean, it hit a peak, it hit a high, and then it went down. The invasion was ongoing during of that, during its little dip there when it got down to a whole $4.09 per gallon or whatever it was at. And now it's at a new time high. The invasion didn't leave and then come back, you know.
No, it was ongoing.
So it's clearly not related to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's clearly related to something else.
Although they do point out here, and I'm glad they mentioned this, that gas prices after you adjust for inflation would need to climb above $5.30 per gallon to break the record set in 2008, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. And that's certainly doable. I mean, it's less than a dollar away from where it currently is, so it could happen.
You know what I mean? What really amazes me about inflation is that things adjusted by inflation, that's old-timey stuff. Like, we look at, you know, how much did a house cost in 1963, and how much is that adjusted for inflation today? You know, and we look at it in this larger scale of, like, across 40 years or 50 years or even 30 years or whatever. But I watched a video today where it was ranking, you know, different gaming consoles in history, and they got to the PlayStation Portable, which released, like, what, 15 years ago or something like that, and adjusted for inflation, that's almost like 30% more than what it cost when it initially debuted. It's just in that brief span of time, the actual cost of this good adjusted for inflation is up like 30-something percent just within 10 or 15 years.
Just to clarify what you're talking about here, you're saying you were looking at an article about video game systems comparing the original marked price when they came out
to what they would cost today if it was adjusted for inflation.
I see.
Okay. And it was about, you know, video games being more expensive and stuff like that. Yeah. The article was like, well, really, it's not that bad. They've always been sort of expensive once you adjust for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the point of it. And the PlayStation Portable was just one of the examples they used that got my attention because I remember when that
what
first
was it
came,
when
out.
It came out.
I don't recall now. I think it was $199.
Okay.
And now it's like $270. I don't remember the exact numbers now because, you know, it was an article with like 15 different examples of consoles and games and stuff. I don't remember all of it, but something
which is kind of a dumb thing to point out because that product would not come out now, right? Like, that's a low-quality device now compared to what is released today. So I'm not sure it's a strange point to make. It's like, the PlayStation Portable isn't going to come out now. What they can do is they can look at the current systems that are out today, and
sure,
you can say, oh, well, what's a PlayStation 5 cost? I hear they're hard to get, but if you were to pay whatever the retail manufacturers suggest.
Well, that's
prices,
exactly it. You're not going to find it on the manufacturer's suggested retail price. You've got to go on
one
eBay.
You can find. Look at the Switch, the Nintendo Switch. You know, what
even those are kind of hard to find.
Well, whatever. Well, let's presume you can get a damn video game system.
It's important, though, because the lack of supply makes the price, the actual real price, go up.
Yeah, it does in the secondary market for sure.
But sure, it's $299 at Walmart, but if you actually want a Nintendo Switch,
you gotta go online. And, yeah. You know, I get what you're saying there, but whatever the manufacturer's suggested price is what I'm talking about. So if a Switch is $299 today, you go back and you look and see, oh, well, you know, what was the Nintendo 64, you know, when it came out, and then you can adjust that for inflation. And I guess that's the point they're trying to make, is $299 for a new system today is cheaper than it would have been if back in the past or whatever. I guess
it was pretty much along those lines.
Yeah.
But it just amazed me that, you know, we're talking about the PlayStation Portable, the PSP, which isn't old technology, and we, in order to really understand the number of how much it cost back then, we have to adjust it for inflation to put it in today's dollars.
Yeah.
But today's dollars are just like 15 years into the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't normally hear adjusting for inflation on that scale of something on the lines of, well, 10 years ago, you know, if you adjust the price of milk for inflation, it's like, but that's just 10 years ago. Is inflation really so out of control?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
But people aren't realizing that. They're not stopping to consider, wait a minute, adjusting for inflation is stuff that we do about things that were sold, you know, 50 years ago.
Let's go to the phones. I got Mark on the line here. Mark Edge is on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about inflation. And I call in, and there you guys are talking about inflation.
Well, it's a common discussion these days because it's affecting absolutely everybody, so it's a good topic for us.
Yeah, the inflation I wanted to talk about specifically was petroleum. It just costs so much more at the pump than it did a couple of years ago. And, you know, like maybe we can blame it on Joe Biden. Maybe we can't. I don't really know, and I don't really care. I do know that I've got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty bad, and I can control the amount of time that I'm getting in a car, but, you know, one thing I was thinking of was those heating prices up in New Hampshire. Now, New Hampshire doesn't have, for those who live up north, New Hampshire doesn't have many gas lines, right? At least not where the Free Talk Live studios are. And we heat with oil, which is basically
there's actually a gas line running into this studio.
Is there?
Is there? When did that happen?
It's been here forever. There's natural gas lines all throughout Keene. There's a company called NH Gas. I think they changed their name to Liberty Utilities a few years ago. That's how the water gets heated here at the house.
I bet you're wishing your furnace was running on that stuff these days.
No, that's gone up.
Is it? Natural gas is a lot more, too?
Yeah. We've got a propane furnace now here. The old one got replaced a couple years ago.
Well, I hope propane's not going.
Nothing's
going
to get cheaper, dude.
No, I see where you're going, though. Like, yeah. I use heating oil at my house, which is basically kerosene or diesel. I don't know. They're apparently all very similar.
Right.
And, you know, the minimum oil delivery is 100 gallons with most of these places. And usually that's like, okay, $300. That's not horrible. $500. Freaking $100. Minimum delivery.
Hold your thoughts here, Mark. We're going to bring you back in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Yeah, it doesn't matter what fuel we're talking about. I mean, there's no reason why any of them are going to stay put as far as their prices are concerned, because it's the money printing that's the real problem here. It's not Putin. It's right at the old Federal Reserve and the U.S. federal government. That's where this problem starts. There's more coming up here. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
We were talking about gas prices at, once again, a new record high. A previous record high was set in early March, right around the beginning of the whole Ukraine invasion situation, and since then kind of dived down a little bit, and now it's back up again to a new record high. And you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. We got Mark Edge on the line here. Mark is back with us. You were commenting on the situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just commenting on the price of fuel just going up and up and up, and how much it costs to homes in places that use oil heat, like in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It is
getting excessive. I just want to stress that again. It's $500 per oil delivery. That's the minimum that a person can get delivered. And
it was $300 last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And generally, 100 gallons, it lasts me about 3 weeks. Some people may get more out of it, but in my place, it lasts about 3 weeks. So, and I've had to get two oil shipments within the last month or so. So $1,000 right off the bat, and that's bare minimum.
Yeah.
It's obscene. That's almost 100% price increase in real time. It feels like a 100% price increase.
Now, Mark, this affects people in not just New Hampshire, but everywhere that uses gas. Don't a lot of the islands use gas-powered generators?
And that's one of the things that I was going to go to, is that they're using diesel generators on a lot of islands, but the electric company is regulated in most places. So, in fact, what's happening in a lot of places is instead of the prices going up, because they can't, the government has come in to save us, they're just having outages. They're like, oh, well, power's not working. Sorry. And
thanks, government.
Right.
I'd rather pay an increased price instead of just not having any heating oil, for sure.
Yep. It's one of those situations where you got to kind of pick your poison. And I you know, it's suboptimal, but, you know, they'll never say that on these islands that, in fact, it's the oil prices that are doing it. So this is what I'm guessing. This is that when I hear about power outages on different islands that I keep tabs on, it's because they, you know, the power has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
So I also wanted to talk about the claim that Mark Edge is poaching Free Staters for his
island. I think there was a caller who suggested that a few nights ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And although I do understand what they're talking about, right? Like I was part of the Free State Project for many, many years, and I know the sort of you know, team spirit that goes along with it. I'm certainly guilty of it at some point. And this is actually why I call in and say, hey, you know, there's other ideas out there that might work besides the Free State Project. And
Free State Project, for listeners that don't know, is a migration of libertarian activists to New Hampshire. It has been going on for roughly two decades at this point. I just wanted to make sure clear what you were talking about.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. It's because I've seen so many, and I can't even give you a percentage. My rough guess is half of the people who have moved for the Free State Project have left within 5 years. Now, obviously, that wouldn't include the people who have come within the last 5 years. It's just a rough guess.
Some people are starting to come back. Russell Canning, from what I understand, recently returned to New Hampshire, and he was one of the earliest movers here back in the good old days in 2004 and 2005.
It does feel that way, Mark. I haven't been here as long as you know you or Ian have. Well, I guess at this point you're no longer really here, but I haven't been here as long as you and Ian have. But a lot of the stories I hear about, you know, different things in the Liberty Movement is like people who did move here and then they moved away.
Yeah, that's happened. Your roommate did that, as a matter of fact.
I was thinking about the movies that there have been, the Libertopia, about the Free State Project. There's been a few of them, and it seems like almost everybody included in a movie about the Free State Project is gone. I can't think of one off the top of my head. Matt Simon, he was in a movie. But I mean, you know, the majority of these people that were dedicated enough to get on film and say, hey, I'm moving to the Free State Project, they're gone. And
Will Buchanan is still in New Hampshire, and there was a movie about him. You mentioned Libertopia, I believe, covered his walk across America, where he walked from Oregon to New Hampshire. He still lives here. He's still active in the State House.
Yeah. Derek Jay's victimless crime spree. Derek Jay has fled the state.
Has to do with the federal government investigating him, I believe. I mean, I've not confirmed that with him, but... So, I mean, that's a bit of a different situation than somebody that just gets burned out or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
to be fair, if I woke up at March the 16th and I'd seen, you know, the other Crypto 5 had been arrested, the very first thing I would have done was bought tickets to get the hell out.
There you go. and so...
But that wouldn't make sense for most people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, if you guys are successful and... They, you know, somehow you put the government on the run with your court case. Well, do they come back and arrest more people in order to drive them out of the Free State Project? I don't know. At this point, I laughed at the people who said that they were going to roll tanks into New Hampshire to stop us Free Staters, when in fact they did roll a tank into my studio. So I don't know what the truth is and what falsehoods are anymore, because in fact the federal government rolled tanks into the Free Talk Live studio. So if somebody fled the state over that, then I guess that's a legitimate reason to have fled.
Good point.
All I'm trying to say when I'm saying it is that I think that the right people to move to New Hampshire are the right people to move to New Hampshire, and that many people have left. So therefore, somehow the marketing that we were doing was to some of the wrong people to move to New Hampshire. And all I want to do is help the right people move to New Hampshire and help the wrong people not to move to New Hampshire. Because I imagine it is a very demoralizing and expensive mistake to pick up and move your life for whatever reason one might go to New Hampshire for more liberty and then have it not work out the way you want. Now, there are people that moved and then that moved and then moved away that probably say, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I'm glad I did it. but there are probably other people that don't feel that way. And so what I'm trying to do isn't to poach. And by the way, that term is highly charged. It's suggesting that you own the activists to the Free State, that have moved to the Free State Project. But, you know, the idea that I'm trying to poach people, I almost never mention my project when I call in to sort of critique something about the FSP.
I think if we listened to your calls for the last 6 months or whatever, we would find out that anytime you called in to mention the FSP, you simultaneously promoted one of your projects.
Well, we might bring it up, so I don't know. I don't know how that all shakes out, but ultimately, you know, what you're bringing up is the just people have different lives, and some people may have left New Hampshire out of some level of disappointment. I mean, we know one guy, David Jurist, had a whole bunch of sour grapes on the way out the door and made a whole bunch of noise about it. But a lot of people, they leave because they had some sort of family issue. You know, mom got sick or something happened where they felt like they needed to go back home to family for whatever reason. Some people left for love. They found somebody that they fell in love with and, you know, moved out of the state. Others moved for a career. So every individual has their own story and their own path. Many of them say they're going to come back. Now, of course, you know, we only know if that's true when they actually do come back. But a lot of them do say that for whatever that's worth. And it is a large movement where thousands of people have migrated. We cannot realistically expect them all to stay in one place. So, I mean, ultimately, we've got thousands of people who are here now, and they're doing amazing work that no one else anywhere in the liberty movement on the planet is able to pull off. I mean, we've got dozens of people in the state legislature here. There have been amazing civil disobedience wins. It's there's nothing out there that can even compete with the Free State Project.
I don't know about the things that can't compete. There are places right now that are freer than the Free State Project likely will ever be. And they didn't have to work for it because they managed to contract for it. Now, whether they'll maintain it or not, I don't know. But what I can tell you is Croydon, one of the most successful towns in New Hampshire, just voted nearly unanimously for more big government.
Well, that's not true. It wasn't unanimous. It was the fact is the opposition in Croydon, you're talking about the school board vote that happened over the weekend where the statists came out and dominated. You don't understand what happened, Mark, but I'll explain it here. We'll talk about it coming up here in moments, and Mark is welcome to stay. He's definitely a negative Nancy when it comes to New Hampshire, only looks at the downsides. And we'll continue here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. This is for
you. Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.